Welcome to Stoughton Health Talk. I'm Scott Webb, and joining me today is Josh Hedrick. He's the Director of Therapy Operations at Encompass Health Rehabilitation Hospital of Fitchburg, and he's here to tell us about how patients' needs and goals really guide rehab teams when it comes to developing patient care plans. Josh, it's nice to have you here today. We're going to talk about inpatient rehabilitation or rehab and what that means exactly. So I just want to start by asking you, like, what sets a rehabilitation hospital apart from a traditional hospital or outpatient rehab center?
Inpatient rehabilitation really combines that hospital level of care with intensive daily therapy. You know, patients coming to an inpatient rehab hospital, they're receiving 3 hours of therapy a day, 5 days a week, all focused on helping regain strength, mobility, independence, so that they can return to what matters most in their lives. You know, patients can expect round-the-clock nursing care. They can expect occupational therapy, physical therapy, and/or speech therapy on their caseloads. We have a multidisciplinary approach to rehabilitation. So there are a number of healthcare professionals in our facility working to help support them. There are physicians, nurses, therapists, pharmacists, case managers, and nutritionists. A patient's rehab isn't just also about their physical recovery. It's really about them and who they are as a person. You know, our purpose is really to help set them up for success and help them return to what matters most in their lives.
Yeah, right. And that may vary from patient to patient, but what matters most, you know, most of us, it's family, friends, whatever it might be. So that makes total sense. And I guess I'm just wondering, like, how do you determine the right time for a patient to transition from acute care to a rehab hospital?
So oftentimes in a patient's hospital stay, a physician or case manager may recommend that they transition to another care setting for part of their recovery. These are often known as post-acute care. There are a number of different post-acute care settings. There's home health, inpatient rehab, skilled nursing homes, and long-term acute care hospitals. It's really possible based on their goals and abilities in the moment that the physicians or case managers may refer them to a specific type or setting for post-acute care. However, it is their right as a patient to also select where they're going and have a choice in kind of where they get to go for their ongoing recovery process. Referring clinicians are required to inform patients of the different cares in their environment and the facilities available to kind of meet their level of care. Hopefully, most patients, they're going to have a team in the hospital helping support that process. And then also from our facility, we have liaisons that work with the hospitals as well to connect with patients, help inform them of the level of care and kind of the different, you know, unique variabilities that come with an inpatient rehab hospital.
Right. Yeah, and you kind of touched on this, but I want to go back over the types of therapies that are typically offered in a rehabilitation hospital. Like, how do they work together to support recovery? Sounds like a real team approach, but maybe take us through that.
So from the therapy side of things, we have three therapy disciplines that may work with a patient. Everybody coming to inpatient rehab has at least two types of therapies, but some patients may have all three types of therapy. There's occupational therapy. So occupational therapy is really going to be focused on that patient's functional abilities. You know, that can mean the basics of being able to get dressed in the morning, use the bathroom, take a shower, brush your teeth, eat. Really the basic daily functions. From a physical therapy perspective, they're going to be focused on the patient's strength, their mobility. How are they getting around in their environment, in their world? They're going to work with them with adaptive equipment, durable medical equipment to help kind of facilitate their independence and abilities.
Sure.
And then the third discipline that we have is speech therapy. So speech therapy is going to focus on their ability to communicate. They may focus on their cognitive skills and the problem-solving skills. They may also work with patients who have had swallowing difficulties post maybe like a stroke and work on kind of advancing their diets and the ability to get back to kind of the normal diets maybe that they would prefer to have.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure, Josh, folks have this question. Like, just in general, like, what happens? Like, what can we expect during our stay?
The process for inpatient rehabilitation is everybody comes in and they have a comprehensive evaluation process. We always say the first couple of days are really about getting to know the patient, getting to know where they're at and what their goals are. All their evaluations come together from all those disciplines we talked about, but also from the nursing team, from the physicians, from the dietitians, from the case managers that are kind of pulling the teams together. What happens is the teams come together after a few days and have a collective meeting to kind of talk about where the patient's at, what their goals are, and what the team thinks it's going to take to help get them to their goals. And then we work with the patient throughout their stay. I always tell patients when I meet with them that, you know, they're part of the treatment team. Let the team know what their goals are, what their focus is, and what their concerns are about going home. Yeah. You know, what are their fears in that process? And then really working with their team to, you know, address those problems, problem solve kind of all those barriers and hopefully set them up for success to get home and get back to what they want to be able to do.
Yeah, that's nice to hear that it's not a one size fits all and that the patient and maybe patient's families, you know, are involved in the conversation and the care plan as well. And it makes me wonder, like, maybe you could share like a success story that maybe illustrates the impact of comprehensive rehab on a patient's life.
I always say there's lots of success stories. Everybody has a different level of success and everybody's really going through kind of their own unique experience. I think it's always a challenge in what we do because every patient is oftentimes going through, you know, one of the most traumatic events of their life. They've been in the hospital. Something oftentimes unexpected has happened and they've lost abilities. So some great examples that we experience, you know, one of our biggest areas of focus is stroke patients. So stroke is one of the biggest areas of, you know, disabilities in the population nowadays. And so patients coming in with stroke have often lost their ability to use maybe a certain side of their body. Maybe they've lost the ability to speak or to swallow regular foods. So, you know, with these stroke patients, there's a combination of how do we adapt their environment? How do we modify and help get them home in a way that sets them up for success? We're part of the process of the recovery. And that recovery process can take, you know, it takes longer than weeks. It can take months at times. And how do we bridge that gap from acute care where they've, you know, been medically stable and able to kind of discharge from the hospital, but there's still a lot of things they need to focus on.
Right.
A great example of stroke patients is maybe we're using different types of durable medical equipment to support them, setting them up with different types of walkers or canes or mobility devices. Some patients, it's wheelchairs and setting them up with a comprehensive wheelchair assessment to really get them back to their home environment that really lets them interact with not only their home, but also the community as well.
Yeah, it's really great. And podcasts like this bring a smile to my face because it just, I know that you're helping people, helping patients, helping families. And as you sort of preface when we got rolling here today, just like getting back to the things that they want to do, that they love to do. And it's just really awesome. Just finish up here, like what's the biggest challenge or what are some of the biggest challenges patients and families face during the rehabilitation process? And how do you help them to overcome those obstacles or whatever it might be?
That's often, you know, a huge challenge for all of our patients when they come in. And it's always a very unique setting. There's a number of different things that we really focus on our patients to really support them and guide them through that process. One of the things that is available, depending on the diagnosis, is we offer support groups. We host a stroke support group monthly where not only patients in our hospital who are dealing with a stroke, but also patients from the community can come in, past patients oftentimes, that, you know, can collaborate and talk about kind of the experience they've had and what that transition looked like. We also offer a number of different opportunities. So all of our patients coming into our facility get family training of some sort, or we offer patients and families training to either have families, have caregivers come in, have them practice the skills that they're going to use or need to be able to address when they go home. We also will do home visits. So there's patients who, you know, the home barrier can be a real challenge. And at times the therapist will go with the patient to their home if it's appropriate to really assess and kind of offer recommendations and adaptations and modifications that will really address some of those fears and concerns that patients, families, or caregivers might have.
Right. One thing to be in a facility, a hospital, it's another thing to go home. And, you know, whether it's something as simple as, okay, well, those rugs are a hazard. Let's go ahead and pick those rugs up, right? Let's get those out of here, whatever it might be. I appreciate your time and your expertise today. It's always nice to learn, you know, what folks do and how you help patients and families, all good stuff. So thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you very much, Scott. I'm glad to be able to share kind of our level of care with the community.
And to learn more, please go to EncompassHealth.com. And that concludes this episode of Stoughton Health Talk. Please remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast and all the other Stoughton Hospital podcasts. I'm Scott Webb. Stay safe and be well.